Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Today is a family talk, so the children are going to remain with the adults. It is holiday, hopefully. Who's on holiday? Anybody on holiday? Okay, some kids are on holiday, that's nice, and some kids are not. But don't worry, your turn is coming in a couple of weeks. What is happening in about a month's time? What do we celebrate in church in a month's time? Easter. Easter, is that what you're going to say? Easter. And what do we remember at Easter? What is the thing that we are celebrating, that we're remembering? The Lord dying on the cross. And most importantly, the Lord rising again. In the new church, it's not so much about the cross. It's about the Lord's rising again. The new life that the Lord gives to us all. So that's what we look forward to, is the Lord rising again after death. So we're going to start in the weeks leading up to Easter. We're going to be talking about some of the stories that happen between Palm Sunday, which is the Sunday before Easter, and Good Friday. Some of those stories, some of the things that the Lord did in that last week of His life. And today we're going to look at clearing the temple, the story of the Lord clearing the temple. But now before we start, who knows what it means to manipulate or take advantage? Do you know what it is to take advantage of someone? Anybody have an easy idea, easy explanation of it? What is it to take advantage of someone? When you control someone, right? So someone has more power and you take advantage of, or you manipulate, or you tell someone else who has less power to do things for you, right? So perhaps you are an older sibling, and you have a younger brother or sister, and you might use your age and your size and your power to make them do what you want them to do, right? Taking advantage. Anybody done that or had that done to them? All right, right. Even the adults, right? The younger siblings, yes. Oh dear, some nasty looks here. Right, so we've all experienced being taken advantage of, or taking advantage of other people. We use our power, we can shout louder, and we take advantage, make other people do what we want them to do. So that's one example of taking advantage of people. But there's many, many examples that as we go through life, we learn about ways in which people take advantage of us, or we take advantage of other people. Today's story involves that, taking advantage of people. Now, what was happening in that last week before the Lord died on the cross, before Him being raised again, was people were gathering in Jerusalem for a big celebration, which was their Passover. Anybody remember what the Passover was celebrating? The Jewish people, what they celebrated Passover? Do you remember when they were slaves in Egypt? Do you remember the stories? And do you remember Moses? And the Moses coming to Pharaoh and saying, "Let my people go." So Passover was that last plague, that where the Pharaoh finally said, "Go. I let the people go." So they celebrate that every year as their religious tradition. They celebrate the Passover. And so everyone from all over the country was gathering in Jerusalem at the time of that week that Jesus was in Jerusalem. People were gathering from all over to come and worship. And how did the Jewish people worship at that time? How did they worship? How did they show their worship to the Lord? Anybody know? Sacrifice. Sacrifices. Remember that? had an altar to the Lord, and they would sacrifice animals on that altar. If you were rich, you could buy a lamb or a bull. If you were poor, you bought a dove. So our story today is about people gathering for this religious celebration, and something is that the Lord finds something happening and he is displeased with it. People being taken advantage of. You can follow along in your pew card. We're going to read from Matthew 21. So this is the Monday morning. So after Palm Sunday, Monday morning. And when he, that's Jesus, was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." And Jesus went into the temple of God and sent out all those who sold and bought in the temple. And he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called the house of prayer,' but ye have made it a den of thieves." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. So the Lord goes to the temple on the Monday morning, and as the people are coming to the temple to offer their sacrifices, so they're going to the tables of the money changers, and in that time there was different currencies, different people in the land. There were Romans and other people, and so there was, the Jewish people had different monies that they were bringing, and they were coming to the exchange table and they were buying the Jewish money so that they could then go and buy their sacrifice. So that's the money changers, where transactions happen when you're changing currency from one currency to another. Normally there's an exchange fee. Adults will know about the foreign currency exchange fee. And there's the table of those who sold the doves. And the Lord looked at these and he could see that they were taking advantage of all the people who were gathering for this Passover. They were taking advantage of. They were there to make money and not to help the people. They were there to make money every time money was exchanged. And even the doves, even the poor people were being taken advantage of in the temple, at the church. This was happening. Do we see foreign exchange booth here or a supermarket here at church? No. Something that we don't do in the church is buy and sell things. It's not part of what we see a church to be. And the Lord didn't like what was happening. He saw people were being taken advantage of. Now, in our recitation this morning, and you can turn to your pew card to remind yourself, we said that one little verse there said, "I will open my mouth in a parable." What is a parable? What's a parable? Who can tell me? What is a parable? It's a story with a heavenly meaning. Right, with a deeper meaning in it. Spiritual meaning, heavenly meaning, something about our morals. It's a story that has a deeper meaning in. And everything that the Lord did and everything that the Lord said is a parable. And so we look at the story of the money changers and throwing over the money changers, throwing over the seats of those who sell doves, and ask ourselves, what does this mean for us as a church and for me as an individual? How are we taking advantage of other people? Does the church take advantage of people? Some no's, some yeses. Okay, there are many streams of Christianity out there in the world. From your experience, does church sometimes take advantage of people. Absolutely. Unfortunately, absolutely. The church takes advantage of people coming to worship the Lord. Let me give you an example. Who comes to church and says a prayer? Anybody here come to church and say a prayer? Right. You come to church, say a prayer. Maybe beforehand when it's quiet, you might say a prayer. I could charge you for it. I could say, you want to say a prayer? That's going to be $50. What about, what is my other example? Anybody here want blessings in their life? Okay, everybody probably wants blessings in their life. I'll charge you for that too. Is that right? No. What about heaven? Anybody here want to get to heaven one day? I'll charge you for that too. Okay. That's taking advantage of people. Saying, I have the power to charge you and to determine your spiritual life. And the church, unfortunately, has done that in the past and still continues to do that today. And the Lord throws over those tables, throws over those stools. He says that is not part of what the church is. Is your life blessed? Are you blessed every single day? Is there a new day every day? We are blessed every day in so many ways that we are unaware of. How much does that cost us? Nothing. It's a free gift from the Lord. What about heaven? If you want to go to heaven and you know that what the Lord teaches about changing your life and changing the way you think and changing the way you act, is there a cost? Is that going to cost you money to do that? No. The Lord freely gives that. As we cooperate with Him, He freely gives that to us. The church can take advantage of people by taking control. This was the word used earlier. Take control and saying, I have authority here, and I will tell you what you need to do. That's what was happening in the Jewish church, and it's happened through the Christian church throughout the ages. The Lord says, that's not part of my church. But every story goes even deeper to who I am. Can I take advantage from what the church has given me? Do you think I take advantage of people? We do. And sometimes we can use the church to take advantage of other people. Do we learn from the Lord's Word lots of things? Do we know lots of stories? Can we quote lots of verses from the Bible? We can. We can get lots of knowledge from the Lord's Word, and we can say to other people, I know more than you. I am better than you. Can we do that? Do we do that? Yes, we do. We say, because I know this and you don't, I am better than you. We're using the Lord's truths that He has given us in His Word, that knowledge from this Word, and we can say to other people, because I have this knowledge and you don't, I am better than you. The Lord says, that's not part of my church. And He throws that table over. But we can take it even further. We can take it even further and say, because I have this knowledge and I am a good person, and you don't have this knowledge, you're a bad person and you're going to hell. How does that make you feel? If someone said you're going to hell because you don't believe what I believe, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel hurt? Does it make you feel sad inside? Does it fill you with fear? I'm going to hell. The Lord says, that doesn't belong in the church. Throws over the stools of the dove. We can use the things of the church that are from the Lord for our advantage, for our gain over other people. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. You can follow along in your pew card. We're reading from the book called Apocalypse Explained. By the sellers and the buyers, in the story we just read, here signifies those who make gain for themselves out of the holy things. By the tables of the money changers is signified the holy truths. Those truths that we have from the Lord's word, all those stories, all his laws, how he teaches us to live our lives, those are holy truths from the Lord. And by the seat of those who sold doves is signified those who make this gain for themselves from holy good, from the things of love, from emotions and feelings and desires, using those things against other people. Therefore, it is afterwards said that they made the temple a den of thieves. Thieves denoting those who lay waste the truths and goods of the church and thence make to themselves gain. So using the things of the church, the truths that he has given, the good affections and the loves that he has given, use them for ourselves against other people. That we want to gain control, we want to think ourselves better than other people. The Lord says that doesn't belong in the church. The last verse of our scripture that we read this morning gives us the example of what church is about. Verse 14, it says, "And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them." The blind and the lame. The blind, not just talking about physical blindness. The Lord used the physical things to explain spiritual things. Spiritual blindness is not knowing. Not knowing what the Lord teaches. Wanting to know, wanting to see, wanting to understand what the Lord desires for my life. And the Lord brought the blind in, and he healed them. There was no one between the Lord and the blind person. We don't need anybody to stand in the way between us and the Lord. The same thing with the lame. The lame, people who want to be active, people who want to walk, want to do things. The Lord can heal us. He can direct our ways, right? He can tell us how to be loving, how to be caring, how to be understanding. Heal our lameness. Allow us to be good, active people, useful people in this world. Anybody stand in the way between the Lord and the lame? No. And the church shouldn't be in the way either. Nothing that we should do should put ourselves in the way and say, "We have control over your spiritual blindness." No. No. That's between you and the Lord. Between you and the Lord. And that's so special about what we celebrate at Easter. Some people think of Easter as a time where the Lord came, or we think of Father and Son, where the Son came to change the Father's mind about us people. That's one Christian thought. But the new church thought and other Christian thought says, no, the life of Jesus was about changing our minds about God. That Easter is not about God changing God's mind, but about God changing our minds about Him. Changing our minds about how we see church. Change our minds about how we interact with other people. So that's what we celebrate at Easter, and we're going to look at over this week's, is how the Lord changes our mind about how we see Him, how we see the church, how we see our lives. So join me over the next couple of weeks as we head up to Easter, as we look more into this topic of changing our minds, how the Lord is working still today to change our minds. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, as we come to you with our own prayers, as we come to you during the week in our meditation and reading of your word, Lord, will you show us, will you highlight in our lives where we are taking advantage of other people, or where we are taking your truths and your love and using that to think of ourselves as better than other people. Lord, in truth, we are all broken. We are all lame. We are all blind. And Lord, as we come together as a church, Lord, we open up our arms to each other that we might draw together to you, that we might help each other on this path. Lord, we thank you for your truths and for your love. Lord, we ask that you guide us in using them to benefit you, to benefit others, and to benefit our growth in a relationship with you. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.